Welcome to Flourishing Fully. I'm really excited today to have Marcy Feder with me. We met several weeks ago at a conference, and we're buddies now, and we're working on incredible things. And I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to Marcy and find out what she does, because it's not really in the mind-body-spirit sector. It's in a different area of passion.
Hello, hello. Yes. Hi, everybody out there. It's Marcy Feder here, and I am a relationship recovery coach. You know, after a breakup, you're a hot mess. I can help that. I work with people to get over a devastating breakup, pick themselves up, and get them moving towards finding that loving, sweet, intimate relationship they've always dreamt of.
Awesome. Now, what does that have to do with Lyme disease, chronic illness, chronic fibromyalgia? Well, it does, because some of the tools that we use are the same. So, I would say, Marcy, do you have a favorite tool that would be applicable to people who have fear about their recovery, fear about losing their partner because they've been sick so long, fear about anything? We're not going to actually do it. Well, we'll see. But could you describe how it could be applicable to people with Lyme?
Absolutely. If you're talking about fears, then I think the technique that we learned called Fear Be Gone would be perfect for that. When fear becomes overwhelming, we just shut down. We're in pain and we're not functioning at our best. When I have clients after a breakup that are filled with fear, it's usually around fears about being alone or functioning on their own and overwhelmed with the responsibility of being alone. But really, it's all fear-based. And I imagine with Lyme disease also that people get overwhelmed with trying to function, trying to manage with a disease that takes such a huge toll on them. And that fear can be overwhelming. And the Fear Be Gone method would be really appropriate and helpful.
And what could someone expect after a fear be gone? Would they be totally not have any fear about that anymore? Would they have to do more work? How do you see it coming down?
Well, my experience with this exercise is it really does give a lot of relief to whatever it is that you're afraid of. Suddenly, it just seems as if it doesn't matter anymore, or it seems manageable.
Is it possible that you give an example?
Yeah, I have a client who was facing the Thanksgiving holiday. And, I mean, it's stressful for all of us, let's face it, right? It's not like everyone has this perfect family, you know. Everybody has challenges at Thanksgiving. With my client, it was the first holiday without her partner. And she was just terrified about it. She was spiraling out, like, if I leave and have this Thanksgiving alone, then therefore every other holiday I'll always be alone. And, well, so it was just a terrible moment for her. And I totally understand because I've been there. I have a very similar story. The reason why I got in this business. But with the Fear Be Gone exercise, she was actually able to just transform that fear into something where she could manage. She came up with all kinds of options for her for the holiday that would make it manageable. And, you know, that's really all she needed. And she just sailed through the day, right?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And how much do you see people with going through the problems that they are having, physical symptoms?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times when I'm dealing with my clients, they are, you know, are hurting themselves, right? So it's like, you know, in any kind of breakup, there's two people responsible for the breakup, but the people who come to see me are typically people who are blaming themselves, overwhelmed with guilt, and it's showing up with illness in their body. Depression, right. Sadness, flu, colds, low energy.
Yeah, all those negative emotions create negative biomolecules in the body.
Yes.
That send
Yes.
signals all over the body.
Mm-hmm.
You can't Yes. actually embrace yourself and hit yourself, or, you know, pat yourself and hit yourself at the same time.
Right.
I saw that with Deepak Chopra once. And we want the body to flood with happy molecules, so really important. So, Marcy, what do you think is important for people to take away from techniques that can fear bust? What are some other techniques that you're particularly fond of using?
Right. Well, another one of my favorites that we've learned to use is the parts work exercise. Maybe your clients can relate where you have a part of you that wants one thing and another part that wants something else. And the two of them seem to be in conflict with each other.
So could that be like, I want to get well because I'm tired of being, you know, in pain, but oh my gosh, if I get well, what's going to be expected of me?
Right. Yeah, all that responsibility comes right back at you.
Right, will you be able to cope? Will you be able to fit in? Will you be able to pick up where you left off?
Mm-hmm. How much time have I lost? You know, what's my path now? Am I altered? Am I different? Right.
Yeah, so you can have lots of different parts on many different levels. This is a great one, Marcy.
Right.
So how does that work?
Well, parts work are pretty great, you know. Even though we have parts, and we all have a lot of different parts, but if we have two parts that seem to be in opposition to each other, it's because they each have a positive intention behind the methodology that's using, right? One part may be concerned, like you said, what I want to get well, right? And so that part, positive intention, is so that you're healthy, so you live, so you survive, so you can have love, so you can be with your family, right?
Skip on the beach, go to the pumpkin patch.
Whatever. Yeah, get a Christmas tree. And then the other part of you is like, but how will I cope if I get better? Part of me, you know, all that responsibility, right? And so maybe this part, its positive intention is security, right? But really, through the parts work, we can discover that these two parts are actually somewhat similar. After all, both parts are in the business of making you survive, right? And so, you know, there's always a point when these two have things in common. And the way the exercise goes is it really is an integration of those positive intentions and those parts working together for your whole benefit. Yeah, very healing.
Yes, it is. It's very, very healing. The mind-body-spirit approach is so important to embrace whenever you're recovering from anything, a breakup or a Lyme never-ending journey. It does end. It can end.
Yes.
So it is a very powerful technique. Now, there are some people who are listening who are very spiritually oriented, and I think that the archetypes is very good for people to know that kind of work exists and is doable over Skype or the internet to make a difference, because there are a lot of spiritual lovers out there, enthusiasts. Could you describe it?
Yeah, the archetypes. What a fantastic exercise. I love this one.
I do, too.
Yes, right. And you are familiar with it, too, right? Where we, with our client, ask them to tap into archetypes or superheroes or spiritual beings that might have information for them about an area in their life. So we ask a question to, say, four archetypes. One is a lover. One is a warrior. One has wisdom. One is a wizard. And so how fantastic are those parts, right? And then also any other parts that come on board that would like to talk. I've had that experience where more than that shows up. Anyways, and of course, all of the parts are clamoring to give you the answer to your question with a long list of beautiful things that will make your life better. And people are so shocked by this. And, you know, in our work, Sally, it's an everyday occurrence, right? Mixing of the spiritual and the physical and the mind and the body. And it all just works out beautifully for our clients' benefit.
It does. Well, we share the same enthusiasm. do you think staying in a bad relationship, a stressful relationship, an unsupportive relationship, a relationship with a lot of negative energy is conducive to getting well?
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, absolutely not. I mean, if you're just looking at the chemical level, the stress hormones flooding your body, and we know things like cortisol and adrenaline just wear you out. Not to mention layer that belly fat on there. Who needs that? In the midst of a breakup, your belly's getting bigger. That's not fun. But the long-term negative effects of all of that, too, can cause things like adrenal burnout, right? And really wreaks havoc with your sleep cycles, you know, your health, your mental stability, and all of that stuff, right? So, yeah, negative relationships absolutely take a toll on the body. Yeah.
I have just loved talking with you. Is there anything that we left out that you would like to speak about in particular?
Well, there's one thing I would like to talk about, and that is hope. And I think both your clients and my clients have this in common, that they get to a point where they feel hopeless, right? And it can be so devastating. And I just want to tell everybody out there that there is always hope for your situation and that there's solutions and that what you're feeling now is temporary. And go ahead, find an expert, someone to help you, to guide you back to a state that is filled with hope and joy. It's possible.
It happened to me. I was at death's door. I wasn't having fun in this world. I just saw it getting worse, and miracle happened.
Yes, yes.
And now I'm here to wake people up, wake their health up, and enjoying new friends like you, and creating projects together. I mean, who knew last year that we would be doing this? So people, there's a whole life out there. Friends, there's wonderful things waiting for you. And that was just such a powerful message to end on, Marcy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.